Nick Mesner here with Andy Morrison after the Nomads' first defeat of the season away at TNS today. Andy, 3-0, a fair reflection on things today?
Probably a fair reflection on possession, but not a fair reflection on chances. You know, I think they probably had five chances and scored three. They're very clinical. You know, the first goal doesn't happen if George Horan, Ian Kearney and Mike Pearson are fit. The first goal doesn't, they don't score the first goal. They don't get into the areas, down the channels, down the side of us like they were doing. You know, we're struggling with personnel and that's just the way it is. We have to try and get the best out of the group that we've got at the moment. But I'm asking players to play out of position and they're doing a good job for me and I can't have a go at them when they come up a little bit short in certain areas.
And it took two substitutes to actually change the game for TNS as well. They couldn't break down what you'd set up originally.
No, they wouldn't. And you know, and I think we're going to be really, really disappointed when we see the first goal, because that is the killer. You know, we try and change it to get back in and then before you know it's 2-0 and then it's game over. So you know, it's unfortunate, and you know, it's unfair on the lads at the end, the 3-0, because they didn't deserve that for their quality and their, you know, their endeavour. But at the end of the day, you know, I've said it now for, you know, the last sort of 6 to 7 weeks, you know, you can get away with a fullback, a midfielder and a striker missing in your squad because you can patch it over. You can't get away with having four centre halves out and then having to play a left back at right back, playing a right back in centre half, a midfielder at centre half against the best team in the league. It's absolutely impossible. And you know, we've got to take it on the chin and not be too harsh on ourselves, because you know, we're second in the league and we've performed miracles to be there, considering we've had the whole season without a centre-half in our team.
That's the thing. I mean, in all fairness, if in July, after we'd lost 3-1 to Vojvodina on aggregate, if I'd have told you we were going to go 12 games unbeaten, I'm sure you'd have probably snapped my hand off for that.
Yeah, you would. Of course you would. And, you know, you're second in the league. And, you know, you're going into the first week in November second in the league, and you know, the club's come a long way. But, you know, I'm not naive. I can see from the sideline what they're doing. I can see where they're trying to expose us in certain areas. And you know, if you're asking a player to do something that he doesn't have the attributes to do, you're going to struggle. And you can try and patch it over the best you can, but you know, at the end of the day, we come up short. And you know, that's more down to the personnel rather than TNS, because you know, I can stop them all day long if I've got the personnel. I've proven that many times, but today the lads give me everything, but you know, they just come up short.
A few years ago, Ian Dowie coined the term bounce back ability. That's what it's all about next week now against Aberystwyth.
Yeah. You know, hopefully Wes has got over whatever he's had, and you know, when we'll you know, we'll have a squad to pick from, apart from obviously without having a centre half, and you know, when we'll have to cover that over and find a system that doesn't expose that area.